Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome back to the Swole is the Goal podcast, season 2, episode 4. Pain nourishes courage. You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you. But pain's like water. It finds a way to push through any seal. There's no way to stop it. Sometimes you have to let yourself sink inside of it before you can learn how to swim to the surface. The pain you feel today is the strength you'll feel tomorrow. In every challenge encountered, there's opportunity for growth. So, today's topic is pain. Pushing through it, moving past it, dealing with it, reacting to it, and not being afraid of it. Not shying away or quitting when we're faced with some sort of pain. So, here with me today to talk about the importance of pain, what it means, is a member of the varsity football team at Leander High School, Langston Brady.
What's up? How's it going?
It's good, man. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming on. So I need a little bit of an introduction for yourself. Tell the listeners about you.
Yeah, so my name's Langston Brady, obviously, on the football team, outside linebacker. Something like I like to do outside of school is just hang out with friends, go on hikes, just kind of be adventurous. I like just to have a lot of fun and live life to its fullest.
I like that. Yeah, just getting after it. So, you know, having an athlete on here, obviously, me being an athlete myself too, whenever we're preparing for something, whether it be practice or off season, you're going to go through some sort of pain in some way. And a lot of people can overlook the importance of that and what role it plays, not just for being an athlete, but being a person as well. So just kind of an open-ended question here. What do you think the importance of pain is?
I think it allows us as human beings to realize, to kind of value the good that we have in our lives, because if we experience pain, the value of good increases, and the contrast between the two is greater, and it allows us to see the different aspects of pain and the different aspects of growth. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, like in the last episode, we talked about victory and defeat and how in order to really cherish a win is to be affected by a loss first. So, you know, if we go out and lose a football game, then, you know, it makes that next win feel even better, which is why, you know, people can often dwell on that and dwell on the pain that they're in and not use it to their advantage. So, and oftentimes I feel like moving into the next kind of topic here is why most people give up is they don't know how to properly deal with pain. As soon as they see it or feel it, it's like they're just trying to do everything they can to get away from it. And that creates, you know, bad habits, creates, you know, a quitting mentality. So what are ways that you've found to be effective to help push through pain like that?
Honestly, I think a majority of pain that we experience can be controlled or handled like mentally. So I think if we, as we experience pain, if we keep a good attitude, any like specific things we say to ourselves to keep our heads up, I think that's probably the biggest thing is how you control your mind, how you control your mindset.
Right. And that goes into it a lot is, you know, how your mind responds to pain, because believe it or not, your body can take a lot more than you think. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when we're doing a workout or something, your mind likes to play tricks on you and tell you that you're hurting, and that's trying to tell you to quit. And so you need to stay disciplined to move past that. And for me, what's always worked is anytime I'm going through some hard workout or some hard practice or something, I'm just saying in my head over and over and over again, this is temporary. This is temporary. It's going to be fine in an hour. I'll be feeling fine. And ultimately, how hard I push right now is going to determine how good I am tomorrow or the next day. And once you realize that, I feel like it becomes a lot easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So then there's also, you know, physical pain and mental pain. And I think they're dealt with pretty similarly, but there are some key differences. So for physical pain, what would you say the biggest key points are for dealing with that?
Say that one more time.
Like for physical pain, what do you feel is the best way to just deal with that compared to any other kind of pain?
Honestly, I think it's if everybody else around you is able to go through it, if you have teammates that support you, if you have coaches that support you, for example, in athletics, I think as a motivating factor, I think that's the biggest way to get through physical pain.
Yeah, so you know, having a community around you that's going through it too.
Exactly.
I think that's a big thing that helps people is being in a friend group or community or team that are building each other up and helping each other push forward. Because when you surround yourself with people who are toxic to where they aren't really trying to do anything, they're avoiding pain, they're not wanting to do the hard stuff to get to the, you know, the golden road at the end, you're going to take those habits. Whereas if you're with people who are like, it sucks, but we're going to get through it together, that's where it can help the most, I feel like.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the people that you surround yourself with, I think, is crucial to how you experience physical pain and how you get through that.
Well, yeah, definitely. It's like, you know, a lot of people have a gym buddy they go mm-hmm. with. And yeah. if that person has a strong mind and is willing to, you know, hurt to get better, then oftentimes you'll pick up on those habits that they have. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if you have someone that isn't really, that's just going through the motions, not really wanting to do anything too hard, then you can take after that and won't be the most effective. So that's physical. Now let's get into the little more tricky side. Mental, emotional pain.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's where it's dealt with very differently, because physical pain often feels, you know, kind of similar to everybody. You know, like if I hurt my arm, if I get my arm cut off, it's probably going to feel the same where if you get your arm cut off. Sure, there's different pain tolerances and everything, but, you know, most of the time physical pain is dealt with in our bodies the same way. But mental, emotional pain is harder to pinpoint because it's different for everybody. So what would you say, like, if you know someone's hurting bad mentally or emotionally or some way, how can you try to pinpoint that with them?
Like how to help them?
Yeah, how to help them.
I think, honestly, it just starts with trying to understand how they're feeling, because obviously, like what you said, not everybody thinks the same way, not everybody feels the same way. So I think just trying to understand them and honestly just trying to love them and support them is the best thing you can do, and trying to relate to how they're feeling.
Right. Because it's easier to relate with physical pain if everyone's going through it in that mm-hmm. team situation that you're talking about. But when everyone is, you know, when everyone has a different mental state, it's hard to really, you know, decipher that. So the biggest thing, you know, just asking them, talking to them, getting to understand what they're going through and ultimately helping them through. But at the same time, we as individuals need to learn how to push through emotional pain on our own. So what do you think the key differences are? So if you're going through physical pain, if you're going through mental pain, how do you get past that if you don't have someone there to help you?
That's a good question. I think it comes down to your personal mindset. Like what we were talking about earlier, the mindset and the people you surround yourself with. If you're trying to be a proactive person, if you're trying to do those things that will lift yourself up, and it becomes more individual basis of you trying to become a better person, I think if you continue to kind of set that up for yourself and tell yourself you're worth it, all these good things you can tell yourself, I think that's probably the biggest thing you can do.
Right, yeah. And so I was listening to this other podcast the other day, and they were talking about this one dude who had, you know, his wife wanted to divorce him. He was hating his job. His kids didn't really like him that much. He wasn't being able to provide and, you know, just completely stuck in where he is. And that can be an uncomfortable position to be in because when we feel stuck, we don't know where to go. There's no real move to make that seems like anything's going to work. And the key point of that was whenever you're stuck, if you stay right where you're at, it's only going to get worse. You have to just move in one direction, just start walking. So the analogy that it was that he made was, you know, you're in the woods right now. If you stay there, something's going to find you and hunt you down and you're going to die. But if you start walking, you'll eventually find a path. You'll eventually find a way out. So with that, the way out of, you know, emotional or mental pain, how can emotional or mental pain, you know, help us?
You know, I think as individuals, we can grow if we try to honestly increase like our mental strength, our emotional strength. We can grow as individuals. And if we grow as individuals, we can help other people around us. And I think as leaders, that's the biggest thing we can do is help other people around us. And that can obviously be physically, emotionally, even spiritually. It's, I think, yeah, as leaders, it's just uplifting people and trying to find what they need help with.
Exactly. Like I said, you know, the biggest impact you'll have on people that you're leading is how you respond to adversity and pain and defeat. Because, you know, it's easy for people to look up to you whenever you're winning. And you're like, oh, this guy is awesome and stuff. But whenever you lose and, you know, the bad leaders are the ones that start pointing fingers and are the ones who, you know, don't take that full responsibility. When it's the good ones who people are able to look up to, who are able to, you know, swallow their pride and take responsibility and take ownership of their mistakes to move forward. And, you know, having a leader that's able to push through pain and be part of that team can really, really help the rest of the team because they see, oh, this dude's going through just what I'm doing. So if he can do it, then I can do it. And that ultimately carries on to the next person until you have a whole community that's just willing to go through pain to get better. And I came across this quote. It says, "You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice that you have." What does that mean to you, Langston?
So I think as leaders, for example, if we're the only one that has maybe the mindset to get better, like what you were saying, maybe to progress, continue walking, if other people aren't doing that around you, as good leaders will do it themselves and they'll make a way for it to happen. And I think that kind of differentiates good leaders, bad leaders. And I think that's, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Pointing back to that quote, you know, it's fun to look at that because people don't really test their limits all that much until they have to. And it's kind of funny to see because, you know, you seem a lot stronger whenever you're being tested in that point to where, you know, I don't really know how strong I am until I have to be this strong for whatever reason. Like you hear those stories of like people moving cars to save kids or something.
Yeah.
And that really comes out of being driven by some sort of pain, whether it be mental or physical. So you're a lot stronger than you think you are. And now I kind of want to, you know, tie this in with football. Have you ever had any big injuries?
No, not necessarily.
Really.
No.
Yeah. Well, not even really big injuries, but you've played through games where something's hurting.
Yeah.
And for me, it was the Del Rio game where in the practice leading up to it, I had got hit in the knee pretty bad to where I had popped multiple bursa sacs and had a moderate to severe tissue contusion, which is basically just a bruise, but a really bad one. And leading up to that game, I was almost 100% certain I was not going to be able to play because I couldn't run. I could barely walk on it without limping. And, you know, I was getting in my own head telling myself that I'm not going to be able to play with not really thinking of what it would be like if I was playing. And as we got closer and closer to game time, I started, you know, trying to focus in and really realize that, you know what, I could do this. I might be able to you know, just muster up enough to get out there and play. And if it goes bad, then oh well. And what ended up happening was, you know, in the walkthrough beforehand, it was still hurting, but I just told myself, you know, I'm going to look back at this after the season's over saying, you know, why didn't I play? So going into that, you know, I think it's important to realize that going through pain is important and you shouldn't avoid it if there's something good on the other side of it. And the good on the other side of it for us was winning that football game. Mm-hmm. So what are times that you've pushed through pain and how have you gotten through that?
Well, I look back and I haven't had any major injuries, but last year I broke my hand on my throwing hand. So last year I played a lot of quarterback. So it wasn't as much as physical pain because obviously like you break part of your hand, like it's what not a big deal. You come back in 6 weeks. It was a lot of, honestly, a lot of mental pain because two games I played really well, starting spot. Going into the third game, broke the hand, and then I had to come back with one of my other teammates that proved himself, and he, due to his credit, he did an amazing job. But just kind of realizing and taking a step back and thinking to myself, what value can I add to this team that might not be at quarterback? That was pretty painful mentally because during all of off season, you're preparing, you're going through your footwork, a lot of film work. And then just to dink up your hand, it kind of sucks. But I think I'm grateful for that because it allowed me to transition and fill multiple roles for the team. So it ended up being good. But, there was a lot of mental pain involved with that.
Right. Well, to point on what you're saying, like, you know, there was a lot of mental pain going after that had happened. And it ultimately changed your football.
Yeah,
you know, what position you're playing, and that's a huge part of it. And, you know, if that never happened, you could still be a quarterback right now.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, would you want to still be a quarterback right now? That's kind of, it's a bit of a question that you have to ask yourself. But it's also about, you know, seeing the bright side that comes from the pain. And for you, it was, you know, now you're a varsity player on, you know, for multiple positions. They really put you anywhere. And, you know, for anybody that's going through some sort of pain, you have to look at, you know, whatever positive you can find. Because I like to use this analogy a little bit. Whenever you're, you know, whenever Olympic skiers are skiing, if they're looking at the trees and the obstacles around, they're going to hit them. If you're focused on the obstacles and if you're focused on, you know, the pain, that's all you're going to be experiencing. When if you focus on the path, or the little bit of pleasure that you're holding on to, then that's all you'll be focused on. That's all you'll feel. So, you know, that's what helps me. I don't know if it helps you or not, but that's what I find to be most effective. So, why don't we get into a little bit of some different stuff here? Let's talk about victory.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
So there's pain. Pain sucks. Let's talk about something that doesn't suck. Winning. Langston, what was your favorite win, either from this season, any sport, whatever it is?
I got to say, it was probably the Del Rio game.
Yeah.
My first varsity start, outside linebacker. Came up with some critical plays in overtime, including you as well. But, you know, it's memorable. It's your first varsity start. You win in triple overtime. Yeah, I gotta say that one.
Yeah.
That one felt good.
That one was crazy. And you know, I gotta point out that game got pretty brutal towards the end because you know it was going for so long, and I feel like also you know it felt like our hard work was starting to pay off at that point. And so that's where winning can be. That's when winning feels best, is whenever, you know, we've gone through something harsh on the way to it. And, you know, for me, my first varsity start was also a dogfight. We won 20-17, so really close the whole time, hard fought. But then at the end of it, you know, after we'd left it all out on the field, it felt great. Whereas, you know, and some of our losses, when I look back, I'm like, you know, I could have done something more. I could have done something more to help the team. And, you know, that's almost what drives me to push through the worst of pain is I don't want to let my teammates down.
Mm-hmm. I think, like what you said, you don't want to let your teammates down. And I think that's caused because you're experiencing pain together, you're experiencing victory together. It's the man on your right, your left, in front of you and behind you. You don't want to let them down because they're going through the exact same pain you're going through. They're going through the same emotions you're going through. And, you know, you don't want to lose. So, you know, the man next to you doesn't want to lose as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what's so good about a positive team environment is that everybody is not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for the people that are around them. And just like victory can be a huge morale boost for the team, I talked about this a little bit last time. It can also be destructive for a team. Like, for example, last season, we had two wins to start the season. Or we had a win, a loss, and then a win. And, you know, we were feeling pretty good about ourselves. And I think ultimately that led to us getting a little bit lazier and a little bit more comfortable. And so for you, how do you think winning can hurt a team?
You know, I think it's all about focus. If your guys are focused and they're focused on the next game and their next responsibility, their next job, I think you're good. But if they're focusing on the past, think about what they did well 2 weeks ago against Del Rio or against College Station or against any team, I think that's destructive. You got to look in the present and into the future about what you can do better as a team and yourself as well.
I like that, yeah. Because victory can have the same thing that – or victory can be the same as losing to where, you know, losing can make you better or it can make you worse. Because if you dwell on the loss, then like we kind of did last season, it just led to more losses and more losses and more losses because people were just like, oh, we've already lost this much. What's the point in even trying anymore?
Yeah.
Or you can say, no, we lost. Let's turn this around. And – you know, that focus is ultimately what determines how a team is going to end up being. Same with victory. You know, we can win a game, keep fueling off of that. But if we just have a win and assume that something's going to be given to us, it's not. And that's really important to recognize as well. So winning can be just as destructive as losing. Anything else on that?
No, that's good.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Langston?
No, I think we covered everything that kind of falls under this category.
We did. You know, basically, the biggest points that I would take out of this are pain is temporary. Pain can shape you. Pain can help you, and it can hurt you. But most of all, you need to be able to push past it when you need to the most. And just look back at one time you were experiencing pain. Just think about one time when, you know, this hurts so bad and look at yourself now, you're fine. You know, it's going to be okay. You just need to know that it's going to make you better. And that ultimately is what's going to help you succeed in life, on the field, off the field, wherever. Any closing thoughts?
No, I like that. I think that's good. I think just knowing other people's just how other people are feeling and how to be a good, productive leader, like what you're saying on and off the field, I think that's the biggest thing we can do is self-reflect and understand how we can be better leaders.
Definitely. So if you're a leader and the team's going through pain, let them know. It's temporary, it's going to make them better, and it's going to ultimately lead to that team's success. And once you have that success, don't let it affect your ego. Don't let it get you on this monstrous high that you can't come down from, because losing can humble you. And you don't want that to have to be the thing that humbles you either. You want, you know, to hold your teammates accountable even after a win so that you can keep going and keep getting more wins instead of just keep losing and not turning that around. So thank you all very much for listening to this. If you're a fan of the podcasts, make sure to follow the Instagram Subscribe on Spotify, soon on Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music, and on Podbean. Go follow the Swole is the Goal YouTube channel for content that is exclusive to there. And until next time, Langston, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have to do this again.
Of course.
So when I say Swole is the Goal, you say size of the prize. Swole is the Goal.
Size of the prize.
Out.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio, it's what the kids are talking about.